Please excuse me preaching from my iPad, okay? So this is an experience for all of us, and so here it goes. This morning I want to briefly share a chapter from a book that I'm reading through right now. And the name of the book is Things Not Seen, and it's written by a pastor named John Bloom, and he's associated with Desiring God, which was founded by a pastor named John Piper, and he's one of my preaching heroes that I try to listen to every week. And this book is totally free to download. Although they sell it on Amazon, they feel calling on God to make all of their books free. So I did that, downloaded it onto my iPad, and started reading and enjoying reading the book. Now, there are 30, this is how the book goes, 35 short stories, familiar stories, just like the one we just read. However, he expands on those stories and maybe fill in the gaps using his imagination. So these are not in the Bible. Stories originated from the Bible, but he's filling in the gaps in between so that we will get a fuller sense of how God works in people. And so I'm going to read you a section from this book, actually a chapter, a very short chapter. The title of the chapter is Jesus Comes When You Least Expect. And it's based upon the Samaritan woman who's had five husbands. Woman at the well is how she's known. And so let me read you a story, a conversation between this woman and a young apprentice that she is discipling. Okay, so let's imagine this Samaritan woman who's had five husbands in the Bible that we just read about. Let's imagine her name to be Photine. As a matter of fact, her name was never mentioned in the Bible, but the Eastern Orthodox legend has it that her name was Photine, and she later moved to Rome, and she died as a martyr, being a witness for Christ. Now, that's not, again, in the Bible, but that's in the tradition of the church. And so imagine her living in Rome, now a woman of old age and wise, and she has an apprentice named Claudia, and they are having a conversation. Now, Photine sensed Claudia's invisible burden. What's on your mind, Claudia? Nothing, Claudia said. Now, Photine looked around for the basket of pears and said, Claudia, you know I won't accept that response. Claudia answered, okay, but I guess I'm telling the truth. Nothing is what I'm thinking about, as in nothing ever changes. Photine laughed. Oh, when you get to be my age, dear, you will know that change is all that ever happens. Well, except the things that you really want to change, muttered Claudia. You see, Claudia was new to Rome, having recently moved from Carthage, where she had become a Christian about 6 years ago. Now the gracious, aged Photine had taken her under wing, and this morning they were preparing food for some sisters who were jailed the previous week for sharing Christ with the senator's daughter. And Claudia didn't know all of Photine's past. So, I'm listening, Photine said. Well, Jesus said if we ask the Father anything in his name, he will give it to us, said Claudia. And I've seen some answers to prayer, true, but I also have so many things that I desperately wanted to change. And I ask and I ask, and nothing seems to change. Some things have even gotten worse and not better. And she filled the bag, and I just don't understand it, Photine. The old woman said, you will, honey, once you learn that Jesus is coming. Well, Claudia wasn't inspired. Well, I know Jesus is coming back someday, but I'd like him to answer some of my prayers before then. Well, Claudia, I don't mean Jesus' return. I mean that Jesus is coming in answer to every righteous request you make in his name. Well, what do you mean then by his coming? Well, he promised that your prayers will be answered, didn't he? You just need to learn to trust his timing. But if he's coming, why is he taking so long? Well, sweetheart, he's God. Some prayers he answers in a day, some prayers in a decade, some prayers in 1,000 years. She paused and said, some prayers he answers after 5 marriages. Claudia looked at Photine, shocked. What? 5 marriages? 5, answered the godly old woman. She shook her head. And after the 5th, I stopped with the formalities. And Claudia looked stunned. Yes, you see, I was the whore of Sychar. Claudia, a slave to my sin. I prayed many times that God would deliver me and saw nothing change. I heard that Messiah was going to come someday, but I stopped hoping that he would ever come for me. And then, one day, when I least expected him, there he was, waiting for me, beside a well. Botan continued, many times since he has come in answer to my prayers, but rarely when or how I expected him. Experience has taught me that his strange ways are always best, though. So don't stop praying here, and don't place your hope on time. Let Jesus mind the time, and you mind his faithfulness. He's never yet broken a promise. He will answer you. The end of the chapter. Have you ever felt about your prayer and about God and about life in general, like Claudia did? Unfulfilled dreams, desires, your prayer seems to get lost in the air and nothing ever seems to change. You know, you try and try to believe and hope and hang on to God, but again, nothing really is happening according to how you think it should happen. That was the life of Photon, or that was the life of the woman at the well. Right? She's had five husbands. Looking for what? Looking for hope. Looking for a change. Looking for fulfillment in her life. Looking for satisfaction. Maybe this one will do. Maybe this one. Maybe this time. This one truly is it. He is going to fulfill my dreams. And then being disappointed over and over and over. And being rejected by her society, being rejected by her peers because of her past. And now, not having only lost, losing hope, but completely lost hope, and maybe she's not even praying to God anymore. And maybe in the back of her mind thinking, you know, one day after I'm long dead and gone, God's going to come, Jesus is going to come, and he's going to make everything right. But who knows if it's going to come in my lifetime. That was the life of Photon, right? That was the life of the Samaritan woman at the well. And yet, when she least expected Jesus, he was waiting for her at the well, revealing himself to her in a personal way. Maybe that's you these days. You're praying, but your prayer seems to only go up to the ceiling and comes right back down. You've been praying for the same thing over and over and over, and it doesn't seem like God is there listening to you, and you feel dejected, and you feel like giving up, not only on God, but on the church and friends, and what's the point? You know, you are living because you can't die, but you're not really living. Well, I want to give hope to you, because Jesus often comes when we least expect him. That's the nature of God. These words are some of my favorite words in the Bible. As I'm growing older, and you all know this, Jesus said, and I truly find rest in this, he said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So come to Jesus when you're feeling alone and lonely in the middle of the night. Come to Jesus when you feel low and worthless. Come to Jesus when you have 100 things that you have to juggle, and you have to juggle them well. Everything is riding on your shoulders. He says, no, give me your burdens. Come to me. Come to Jesus when you're despairing because of the sin and the bondage that you find yourself in over and over and over. Come to him. Come to him when nothing is going your way and you wonder if God is there at all. Come to him with your burdens. God knows your prayers. He knows your deepest longings. And he knows your desires to be set free, finally, from the bondage of sin. And so come to him at those moments. And, you know, if it becomes too hard, just utter two words. A prayer. Lord, help. Lord, help. And sometimes that's all is needed, because we have such a Savior that loves us so much that he will come and save us in his time, and we'll find out that that timing is the best timing of all. So let's pray.